Chapter 1. Dara. Black smoke billowed in my face, the explosion ringing through my ears as I tried to suck in a breath, only to cough as inky tendrils of possibly poisoned gas wove its way through my nostrils and down my throat. I fanned the air in front of my face, choking, as I grasped the edge of my workbench, trying to turn on the exhaust fans. Witchcraft and technology didn't always go hand in hand, but an overhead exhaust fan for your witch's brews really was the only way to go, especially since I wasn't an air witch that could do that on my own. I worked in something a little darker. I shuddered, turning from my water bottle as I wiped the soot from my eyes. I knew I would need to shower again before I headed out. This had been my last-ditch effort. One try until I went to my hands and knees once again and begged. Because I would beg, at least try. Getting anything really didn't work out for me. I pressed the button on top of my water bottle and chugged it back, grateful for the coolness down my throat. I coughed and sputtered as I choked again and spit into the sink, annoyed with myself. Well, that looks like tar. What exactly had I just inhaled? I washed my face in the sink, drank more water, grateful when the smoke began to dissipate. I looked at my cauldron. It was more of a pot, really, one that anyone could make soup in, but I called it my cauldron. That's what a witch did. At least, some witches. My friends from other packs who held power were earth witches and fire witches, water witches and air witches. I even knew a spirit witch, one who could commune with the dead and bring forth magic from a knowing and hidden place. But I was not that. No, I was a harvester, a death witch, one who saw and spoke to death and, if the legends were true, could twist fate and scream into the winds of that goddessless place. I was their reckoning, their ending, their doom. But currently, I was covered in soot, had burned part of my hair, and my entire place smelled like rotten eggs. Good job, Dara. You are the one they all fear, the witch of endless witches. I rolled my eyes at myself as I cleaned up, knowing that desperation meant I didn't have time to feel sorry for myself. My people were dying. My pack wasn't safe. And if I didn't find a way to stop vampire magic from seeping into our wards, from hiding from us, and from killing us in droves, it didn't matter that I might end up killing myself. All the strength that I held within my bones wouldn't matter. The magic etched within the calcium deposits that had once been lively and full of hope, none of it would matter. Because I would die right alongside my people, and no one would even whisper my name in the end. I pushed away those thoughts, including the memory of who was at my house the night before, who had raged at me and spoken truths better left unsaid. I wouldn't think of him. I hadn't spoken to him, hadn't answered the questions that needed to be answered. I had done nothing. Instead, I had broken down when he left, and I knew this was the ending. Cruz was right, and I hated that I had to admit that. There was a knock on the door, and I stiffened, worried once again. It wouldn't be Cruz. He wouldn't be returning. Not after he left, derision and confusion within his eyes. He knew the answers to his own questions, but they weren't ones that we wanted to speak of. Weren't ones that would make everything better and would save the packs and make warmth and rainbows shoot out of his ass. No, none of that would happen. I was going to pretend, because it was what I was good at. The doorbell rang and I winced, the sound echoing within my ears. I hadn't even realized I had a headache, probably because I always had one these days. The magic of the wards were draining me, and I was exhausted.